This is the BBC.
We were in for Grimmy again this morning on the Radio and Breakfast Show, so here's the podcast. What is with Noel Fielding's bake-off voice? Also, do animals sound different in other countries? The first DJ ever on Radio 1 has a new workout plan for you. I give away loads of spoilers of old films and TV shows and people hate it. And news on our latest project with Chubbuddy G. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott. Grimmy is back tomorrow. He's doing things on the telly with Harry Styles. And this is my friend Chris. Hi.
Hi. Do you remember when we did that horn dash? We need to do that again. That was an awesome game.
Was that when we opened the Scott Mills Bridge at Fleet Services?
Yeah, we only did this game once, and it involved me just running up to lorries, getting them to do the horn.
Yeah.
Which sounds rubbish, but it was actually really good fun.
You had to be there. I'm also getting a load of tweets at the moment from people visiting the bridge, because I do have a bridge on the M3 at Fleet Services connecting north and south, and the bridge is currently closed, so people are actually kind of making some kind of pilgrimage to it. But when you get there, you can't go on it at the moment. That's because of the extensive repair works they're doing, but when they finish it, it's going to look banging.
No, it's not. I don't think it is.
Well,
the thing is, what you're doing is you're playing up your role there, because it's as tourist attractions go, it is one of the worst in the world.
I've just found the clip. Listen.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Yeah. Hey, I'm quite proud of myself, because yesterday, something I said...
this was amazing. I couldn't believe how I reacted.
After the show, we left together, and something I said...
What does that mean? Don't say it like that.
Well, we did. We left the building
together.
Yeah,
but you only ever say that when you know...
No. But, right, we were just walking down the road, and I said something, I can't remember what it was, and you found it so funny that you laughed and did a little fart.
Yeah.
I'm quite proud of that.
Actually, it actually happened. Yeah, it was a strange moment. But yeah, I found something you said so funny, I actually farted.
Really good.
Wait, I don't know if anyone else has ever reacted like that, or if this is a new thing with me.
Yay for me. Also, in other fart news, the other morning, Clara Amfo walked in with a vuvuzela. I don't know why. But proper, like, walked into the studio. And HRH, the posh one who works on the show, also did a little fart because it shocked him so much.
Yeah. Was that because you found it funny? Or was it just shock?
Shock.
The shock made you fart.
Yeah. I mean, it was really loud. Anyway, good. We've discussed a lot already.
Scott Mills.
I hope you're right this morning. Adam's on his tractor in Cheshire. He's only just noticed the panpipes through the Little Mix song, Mind Blown. I know, there is an element of panpipes in there. David's finding it a bit hard to wake up, he's got to be honest. And Tom from Buckingham, currently on the M1, travelling from Milton Keynes to Huddersfield to start his delivery route. Good morning. Coming up, I've got All Time Low and that bestie Youngin track. Let's tell you what happened last week when I was trying to wash myself in Spain.
Go on.
Right, so I was in a Spanish supermarket and I wasn't in the section where you'll find like toothpaste, shower gel, shampoo and that. I don't know Spanish, right? But I bought this bottle of what... Well, it was right next to the shampoo, so I thought, well, that's definitely shower gel. And it looked like shower gel.
Mm.
So I really needed some, so I bought it, a massive bottle.
What colour?
It's kind of green.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I am... Well, I used it for about 3 days, but as it's like... You know, like when you squirt shower gel out, it shouldn't be that consistency. It was more like washing up liquid.
So the bubbles were too thin.
Because with
the shower gel, it's almost a little bit claggy.
Yeah, but it wasn't really lathering up at all. And I was washing myself in this for 4 days before someone who does speak Spanish told me that it was actually washing up liquid. But why would it be next to the shampoo? I mean, I was getting no lather on from that at all. So
It
was washing my undercarriage with fairy liquid for a good 4 days.
I'm sure it's...
I might put a picture
on
my
Instagram. Feeling the benefits.
Well, I googled what it said on the bottle, and all the translation is freshness that feels good, which didn't actually help me at all. I'll put a picture on my Insta.
Scott Mills.
Someone says you should let Matt Edmondson know about that, because he'd save a few pennies doing the dishes in the shower.
Great idea.
Actually, great idea from Jack in Nottingham, because Matt, as you know, is always looking for ways to save money.
Yeah.
Really, my money-saving expert.
My mate did this at uni as well. Because you just use the bath for sort of washing up. No, but it was a great idea, and it helped me as well, because there'd be such a huge amount of plates in my room. Because you know what I was like? I never washed up.
Yeah.
So what we would do is sort of do like a weekly wash. So it'd all pile up.
What?
And then you could just lob it all in the bath.
And then get in the bath?
Yeah, but it was my housemate, Oggie, who
that
did it.
It was
genius.
What, so he's having a bath, so he's cleaning himself, but he's also doing the whole week's washing up?
No, I don't know if he was in as well. Although I suppose he would have had to have got involved. But either way, what a great way to kind of do mass washing up.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I found the clips of Noel Fielding from last night on Bake Off that everyone was talking about on social media. Why is he speaking like this,
Peter,
please?
Is an IT manager and bakes every Sunday for his local church in Southend-on-Sea.
That looks awesome.
As well as fresh coconut, he's using coconut flour, coconut milk and coconut sugar.
The voiceover is like when you're trying to act posh in front of your new partner's parents.
It is. It is meeting the parents for the first time.
Or breaking bad news to a small child.
Her apple and walnut cake contains 5 large Granny Smiths.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Wake yourself up.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Give me everything you got.
Get up. Oh my god, babe, it's Rita Aurora.
Do you remember what he looks like?
Vaguely.
That's Cardiff Fiend.
Yes, Fiend.
You know when you played Inuda Bingo?
Yeah.
Did you lose any teeth? Check.
I hope you got your sausage and pancakes.
Where are you?
Let's do this.
Wake yourselves up!
Reclaiming my time.
Good morning, this is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. I've just seen X Factor starts again on Saturday. Again.
It's that time of year.
Another one.
Another one. Oh, not another one.
Another one. Also, what's Celebrity Island that I'm seeing about?
That started last night. The Bear Grylls one, isn't
not
it?
Sure
where
I
they
care.
All go. I wasn't aware that Big Brother had finished. Oh, well, Celebrity Island is it's a bunch of celebrities, including the title, on an island surviving.
Someone called Dr. Sarah.
Yeah.
Is she a celebrity?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark Watson.
Comedian.
Let me know if any of these you know. Bear Grylls, there he is. Jordan Stevens. Is that Rizzle Kicks?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
See, you do know them.
Reclaiming my time.
Not that bothered. Okay.
Scott Mills.
Right, tonight's sorted.
Go on.
New series of Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away.
Yeah.
Channel 5.
I heard about that.
Channel 5, 9 p.m. tonight. Paul Bohill, Steve Pinner, legends. Legends of debt. There are some others, but Paul's the main dude for me.
Can we
get him on the show?
It's classic innuendo bingo people, surely.
But you do like a bit of role play. Oh, you've been a bad boy.
All right, but what I do find funny with them
is your debt.
Is I see people put up the odd selfie with them where they're becoming sort of quite big in their own right.
Well, they are.
But if you go and have a selfie with them, they're at work.
Right. Are they doing like nightclub PAs or whatever? I definitely think we need to get Bo Hill on for Inuit Bingo.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Right, so something we've spotted on Twitter over the last couple of days. There is a legendary radio DJ called Tony Blackburn, who was actually the first ever DJ on Radio 1 in 1967. He started this whole thing.
Yeah, so none of us would be here without him.
No, we wouldn't. He started the whole thing off. Legend. Tony is now 74. And what he's done, he's doing some like exercise tips on his Twitter. And I think what's happened here is he's seen what the body coach is doing. And he is like, I'm going to get myself a piece of that pie. Mm. So, Tony's working, this is episode 1, which went up on Bank Holiday Monday. Tony's working on his legs. So maybe if you are going to the gym this morning, I know a lot of people will be in their gym kit right now, heading to the gym before work. Maybe use this as a kind of warm-up, if you want.
Yeah, I think the body coach does a lot of good things, but it's good to have options.
Yeah.
Like an alternative fitness guru.
Absolutely. So he's calling it Tone Up with Tone. Here he is.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tone Up with Tone.
Okay. And, like I say, it's legs.
Today, we're going to exercise our legs and thighs.
And he's slapping his thigh there. So, go on, Tone.
First of all, it's good to find a tree. Okay, this tree here, a fine tree, and what we're going to do, we're going to go round it in a gentle way.
Okay, right, now he's slapping the tree.
So he's slapping the tree, which, well, I think it's outside his house.
I was trying to work out if it was his house as well.
I mean, he's got a banging garden. Someone's doing well.
So he's slapping his thigh, then he's slapping the tree, and now we're ready to go.
You ready? Here we go.
Here we go. Once. Twice.
Just going round the tree there.
If you're feeling puffed out, I'm obviously not, but just gently do it. That's it.
Right, so he's basically doing really high legs around a tree in his garden.
Which is great, especially when you see the stuff the body coach has been doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's alternative.
as like a different option.
Don't overdo it. No. If you feel like I do now, I could do one more. Go ahead.
Right, episode 2 is even better. I'll bring it to you in a minute.
Scott Mills.
You know how worried we get that we are actually running out of music? Because there's only certain amounts of, like, notes and combinations of melodies you can get. On yesterday's show, we discovered this sounds a little bit like lots of things. Maybe I love you. Maybe I want to. Like Frank Ocean.
Rich kids with nothing but loose. It's that backing super rich piano, isn't it? But
fake. And Elton John.
And then it also sounded like, well, it's like this bit sounds like
Will Young. Tune, to be fair. Obviously, purely coincidental, no need for any sort of lawyers. It's 7:21, so Tone Up With Tone, Tony Blackburn, legendary Radio 1 DJ. Just alternative to what the body coach is doing, really. He's not done, like, the cooking yet. He's not done, like, the leaning 15, but I'm sure that will come.
Yeah, I think this is just him sort of venturing out into this world. And what's great is you look at the body coach and you think, right, well, if you follow his exercises, then you can look like him. And this is what Tony Blackburn's offering as well.
So this is day 2. I mean, fair play, he's putting the work in. He's doing them every day. And this is all about the lunging.
Now we're going to do the lunge. This actually helps with the thighs again.
Stop doing that.
And the upper body to a certain extent.
I love that he slaps the body part that he's working out in each one of his videos.
The lunge can be very boring, so what you have is an incentive to make you go ahead with this. So I have a bowl of crisps in front of me, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to lunge forward and have a crisp at the same time.
Tony. It's a good idea. No, it's a great idea. I like his style of fitness.
I love him. Legend.
A lot of you will be saying, you're putting on calories with that. But no, as you lunge, you might have a crisp, but you're burning off those calories as you do it.
Right, okay, sure.
So you're neither... Yeah, so you're just levelling out right, then, aren't you? Okay.
Lunge! And a little exercise there, and the crisp as a treat. Back we go. Lunge! A treat.
I mean, I like that you can get, like, you do one lunge and then have a treat.
Mm.
You don't get that with, like, with all the other fitness people on Instagram, do you? It's different.
Lunge! And then say to yourself, do I need a crisp or do I not need a crisp? I've worked very hard. Yes, I'll have another one.
Just eating crisps.
Tony, I worry that you've got a bit... Like, this guy, also, he's, like, fair play, he's 74. He does about 12 radio shows a week. How has he got on various stations? How has he got time for this?
That's it. See you again a little bit later. That can happen. Don't worry about it. I'll see you for Tone Up and Tone.
Great news, guys. Just seen on Tony's Twitter. Day 3 is up already.
Scott Mills.
Earlier I was saying that when I was in Spain last week, I bought what I thought was shower gel. It was sat there right next to the shampoo in the supermarket. But the consistency wasn't right, so I thought it was washing up liquid. Someone on Twitter has just sent me what it is. It's Splash Cologne from Spain, scented with Caribbean lemons.
But what's that?
What's it looks the point
like
of what, that?
But it looks like shower gel or washing up liquid.
Well, I thought it was shower gel. But it's like, at what point do you put that on? Do you splash it on after the shower?
I'm just looking at your Twitter, yeah. I've not seen that before. It must be a European thing.
Yeah. I stopped using it after day four, but I honestly thought it was washing up liquid for a whole week. Tone Up With Tone, by the way, Tony Blackburn, day three. Guess what it's about today?
Today we're looking at the guns, the big boys.
Can you not call them that, please?
Scott Mills.
So Molly, who's 16 in Glasgow, has been on saying, Noel Fielding made me love Bake Off again last night. It got quite a good reaction.
Yeah, I mean, it went down. I mean, on social media, it would have been hard to miss it. I mean, there are a few gives and takes that we can sort of have a little look at now. So I think you'll struggle with innuendo bingo clips this time around,
yeah,
as a start.
A lack of innuendos, really.
Yeah, I mean, Sandy and Noel, they were a little bit forced. There was sort of a bare bottom gag that didn't go down too well. And I mean, like you say, Noel Fielding, those voiceovers.
For the first challenge of this year's Great British Bake Off, four of our new bakers have chosen a Great British ingredient.
Sounds like he's on CBeebies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you guess what I'm being? That's right. I'm a tree.
Some people said they were soothed by it. Some people creeped out. I think the latter is sort of the more overwhelming reaction to it.
And
creeped
some sass,
out.
Yeah, some sass from poor Hollywood as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think there are a few low blows that he's trying to say, well, this series is better than before. The main reason being that he handed out two Hollywood handshakes in the first episode. So for those of you who aren't sort of necessarily aware with Bake Off, sort of in the sort of knowledge of it, Paul hands out this compliment that is a handshake to anyone that he thinks has made an incredibly good cake. So if you're getting a handshake, you know you've done something good. And he did two in the first episode.
Right, that never normally happens. You don't, like, it's way into the series before there's any Hollywood handshakes.
Yeah, even a hint of a handshake.
Right, tell me about Johnny Depp's new house.
Johnny Depp's new house. So we know you're a fan of looking inside a house, right?
Right, I really do. I love seeing banging houses of rich and famous. My favourite one at the moment, look it up later if you want, is one that Justin Bieber used to live in, doesn't even live there anymore, in LA, which is all glass, and it's massive and incredible.
Oh, that sounds like a good one.
It's my current favourite.
Well, today's might challenge it. Johnny Depp's giant horse farm in Kentucky is up for sale. $3 million. That's £2.3 million. The basic details, 41-acre estate, including 6,000-square-foot brick house, 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. Now, when I saw this, what is half a bath?
Yeah. Imagine this estate agent taking you around. It's actually got 6.5 baths.
Brilliant.
Is that for the dogs?
Maybe for the dogs.
What else?
So some of the other highlights: a sunroom, there's obviously a pool, a 4-car garage, and my favourite line from it: the small horse operation also has 2 barns, 15 stalls, 4 automatic waterers, paddocks, guest house and manager's quarters.
I don't think I'd use all that.
No, not the waterers.
No, I don't think it's like unnecessary.
Too much going on there.
Right, Jay-Z.
Yeah, so I mean, this is kind of a slight trend that I'm a bit concerned about. Maybe a bit over the top. Obviously, it's great to be proud of your kids, but calling babies moguls and that kind of thing is a bit far. So I think Khaled's got a bit to blame here. Assad, who is 10 months old, he's got an Instagram account, 1.4 million followers. DJ Khaled's son, Assad, 10 months old. He's being called a mogul. He's got an executive producer credit on the album. He's got pictures next to lions. But yesterday, Simon Cowell joined in. His 3-year-old son, Eric, is apparently going to follow in his footsteps. Fantastic instincts when it comes to music after he sat in auditions on X Factor. And now Jay-Z has joined the group and explained why one of his and Beyoncé's twins is called Sir. So this is in a podcast that he did in America. The quote is, Sir was like, he just came out the gate. He carries himself like that. He came out like a Sir. And producer Mark on the show made a very good point that the definition of a baby is that they can't actually carry themselves at all.
Generally need help with everything. Really.
Exactly.
Because they're babies.
A bit far to be calling them a mogul.
Chris was, me and Chris met up after the show yesterday. And he was like, I mean, look at that, 10-month-old son of DJ Khaled has 1.4 million followers. Chris was calling me out and saying I had a rubbish amount of Instagram followers.
Well, I think if you, and I know that will annoy you, that baby has got way more than you. Yours is quite a pathetic amount, actually. Thank for someone you. Like yourself.
It's hard. 215K. Not that much. Or is it that much? No. At the back of my head. Probably should have more.
Scott Mills.
Matt from Bristol's been on going, shut up, Scott, I've got 590 Instagram followers.
I think it's because it's compared to your Twitter.
Right.
That makes it just look a bit rubbish. For some reason, like, just no one really wants to follow you on Instagram.
Right, it's not no one.
Well, like, even I'm not that far behind. You should be further ahead.
215. 215k.
It's not all about that. I just mean, like, it's odd that you've got 1.5
million. Life's
not
just about Instagram,
no,
Chris.
I totally agree, but...
It is a bit.
I know it bothers you. And the point being here... Well, Meghan McKenna, she's got 2 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, hang on. I've just got up to 216. How many she got?
2 million.
Meghan McKenna. Oh, I am rubbish.
Scott Mills.
It's my own fault, but since we pointed out that line in that song, I literally am singing it all the time, all day yesterday. Like, all day.
Can we just go back to being us again?
Right, can you not do what you just did on your Instagram story, please?
What, you got no fans?
You got no Instagram got followers, no Instagram you got no followers. Fans.
No one wants to follow you.
To be fair, I can understand why, though.
I think it's a situation where everyone prefers to hear you, but not see you.
To be fair, most people would probably rather scroll through Meghan McKenna's photos than mine. I get it.
I was busy thinking about boys.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, we were talking about when is it okay to speak about what happened at the end of Game of Thrones? Like, it's probably still not fine, is it? Because loads of people won't have seen it.
Exactly.
But, like, what is the time limit on spoilers? When could I say, oh, so-and-so died or whatever? Like, what's the cut-off point here?
Because you really want to tell people, which I still don't really understand why you want to tell people.
Well, I just would like to talk about it. I mean, I don't myself watch it, but, like, when are you allowed to talk about it? When are you allowed to comment about it on social media? I'm talking about anybody.
Yeah, well, I get that. And you're talking about any big show, right?
Yeah.
But you're not even a Game of Thrones fan.
No, but yesterday I did go out onto London's busy streets with a megaphone and plot spoiled loads of old shows, TV shows and films.
Because tired and angry.
Yeah, hear what the reaction is after 8.
Scott Mills.
Right, this is going to annoy loads of people. You watched Game of Thrones last night, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
What episode was it?
I watched episode 3, series 7.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because I couldn't find series 1. I thought, oh, we talked about it now, so I will give it a go.
But, like, you
couldn't find it.
Not going to make any sense to you.
I actually see why people like it. It's all right. But you
just chose a random episode.
Mate, I had such funky dreams last night after it.
Did you?
Oh, it's yeah.
Right, so obviously I'm not going to do any plot spoilers about Game of Thrones because too soon. But do people care if I take a megaphone out onto the streets and do loads of spoilers? That's coming up.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, this is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good.
What were you dreaming about then? Like, why does Game of Thrones make you dream weird dreams?
I just woke up at 3 a.m, and you know when we do the breakfast show, it's sometimes hard to get used to that routine, and I worry about missing the alarm, so I wake up at points in the night.
But did you dream...
Last night, like, after Game of Thrones, I woke up at 3 a.m, thinking that I was being invaded by the North.
Oh. Oh, no, is that a plot spoiler?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Reclaiming my time.
I mean, I'm finding it hard to get excited about, but I know lots of you really love it. However, is there a time limit on plot spoilers? I would never in a million years dream of saying what happened at the end of Game of Thrones, because it was only a couple of nights ago. But what about if I went into one of London's busiest shopping streets and spoil a load of old TV shows and films to see if there really is a time limit? That's coming
Scott
up.
Mills.
So, obviously not going to spoil anything about Game of Thrones, because if there's one way to really annoy your listeners, it's that.
But also, we really do think that would be too soon.
It's too soon.
Like, a massive series.
But how soon is too soon? So I actually went yesterday to one of the busiest streets in London, Oxford Street, to spoil a load of old TV shows, because I was in a bit of a mood yesterday.
Yeah, I can't figure out the motivation with this.
I was just a bit angry and tired.
So you thought you'd take it out on absolutely everyone else?
No, Chris, it's an experiment to see if there's a time limit on spoilers. So here's me with my megaphone. It took me ages to find the megaphone, by the way. We used to do loads of stuff with that megaphone and lost it yesterday, but found it again.
It is a bit hard.
It is hard. But anyway, so here I go.
It was little Bobby Beale who killed Lucy.
That's a bit of EastEnders for you there, spoiling spoiling Bobby Beale, of course, who killed Lucy.
So you think there's some people that haven't seen it but are still wanting to see that?
Yeah. Well, what about, I tried also the last episode of Friends, which was shown 14 years ago. Do you think that's long enough to not spoil it?
Mm-hmm. Rachel gets off the plane and gets back together with Ross.
No one cared. Now, I used to love Gavin and Stacey, right? But how would I feel if someone spoiled Nessa and Dave's storyline. So I gave that a go.
Nessa leaves Dave's coaches at the altar in Gavin and Stacey.
No, no one cared. Now, I still haven't seen Broadchurch, but I don't actually need to now.
In the first series of Broadchurch, we find out at the end that Olivia Colman's husband did it.
That's right, it was. If you've not seen that.
This is ridiculous.
It was Olivia Colman's husband. He did it. He also got away with it in series two. Sorry if that spoiled it for you. And finally, last night was the first episode of the Great British Bake Off, the new one on Channel 4. But that didn't stop me spoiling the last few series for shoppers on Oxford Street in London yesterday.
In the last Bake Off, Nadia wins it with her big fat British wedding cake.
Absolutely no one cared.
Scott Mills.
Kerry's been on saying, I hate you, Mills. I've been meaning to watch Broadchurch for ages and now you've spoiled it. This is why no one wants to follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I hate you.
In the first series of Broadchurch, we find out at the end that Olivia Colman's husband did it.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a backlash over this. You've ruined it for Sophie, for Stuart.
Wait, it was on ages ago. Like, ages ago. Morning, Abby.
Morning, how are you?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, and you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, and you?
You're right, yeah, you?
Yeah, and you?
How can I help you?
So, I went to university in Leeds, and a guy in our lecture hall used to wear a white T-shirt, and on it he'd written on the front the ending of Harry Potter.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, the front had, like, the whole plot written down, and on the back, so when he used to lean forward and listen on the bench in the lecture hall, it had a list of everybody who died. So it said, Hedwig died, Mad-Eye Moody died, Voldemort
died.
Whoa.
You're spoiling it now!
I don't want to spoil it for everybody. I think probably everybody's seen it by now.
Well, this is what I'm saying. What is the time limit? So this guy had a white T-shirt with the ending of Harry Potter and he wears it around university the whole time.
Yes, pretty much a few days a week.
I mean, it's kind of genius.
It just comes from a place of really wanting to annoy people,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he did. And even though I knew the ending, I was still annoyed about it.
Did people actually hate him?
Yeah, no one talked to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good way of making yourself really, really unpopular, really quick.
Scott Mills.
Look what you just made me do. Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do. Are you feeling it?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Did you just choke then?
Sorry, I did that thing that we, you know, we always take the mick out of that guy from the news.
Adam Bolton. Oh, it's one of my favourite things on the internet.
Ate a sandwich.
Well, no, yeah, but there's also a better one where he swallows a fly.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Adam Bolton on Sky News, they come to him and they're like, are you right there, Adam? He's like, I'm fine.
That's what I did.
I'm fine.
That's what I just did, and I tried to style it out.
One of my favourite things on the internet. I mean, I watch it like at least once a week. This is Scott Mills. It's 8:26. Oh, here we go. I've got it. It's still good. Here he is. Just a fly in his mouth.
Certainly, if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday, what we can see is that
Adam,
so-called.
Do you want to take a pause?
Yep.
Do you want to take a pause?
No,
because
I've
been talking non-stop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly, that's all right. But I've
swallowed a fly.
Right, the next track is the new Post Malone and Quavo track called Congratulations. Not to be confused with the one in the restaurant that rhymes with Swanky and Benny's that they play every time it's someone's birthday.
Congratulations.
Over the course of a meal, you hear this about five times.
When I tell everyone that...
Thankfully, it's not that one.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I think the spoiler idea was such a bad one now.
So do I.
You're a nice guy and people aren't happy.
I'm getting such beef. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry if I've spoiled Broadchurch for you.
I flagged it, but when you said about this idea, I said, listen, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. Hello, Steve, 28.
Hello.
Hello, Steve. Speaking to you there, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, what's good? Now I'm on my way to work, isn't it, Coz?
It is, Coz.
Yeah, get me.
So, who do you normally go for on Bangers?
You know what? I don't really know yet. Whoever's got that biggest beat for me, innit? Because, like, I don't really know. Like, I'll go for Chris, innit? Because he's a bad man still. He's like around my age, innit?
Okay.
Fair enough.
This is what I've got for you. Rudimental, Not Giving In.
Ooh.
It's good.
To be fair, that is a tune.
It
yeah.
is good. Or
I've gone for this. Which is a bit of a random one for me to choose today, but I heard it the other day when I was out, and I don't know, I thought it sounded good. So this is Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
What one do you want then?
Yeah, what? Well, yeah, I'm going to go Nicki Minaj in it because that's my girl in that year, and the other tune I haven't really seen in it, fam. So I'm going to go with Chris today in it.
Yes! Nice one. What just happened?
We got to break this down.
Okay, right. So what we do when we do bangers is normally we always speak to them before and we ask them where they're from. Now, when we spoke to Steve off air, he was a 28-year-old electrician from Ipswich who sounded quite posh and told us that he'd pulled over on a country lane and was on the way to work. And then a bit like Noel Fielding in last night's Great British Bake Off, dramatically changed his voice.
Peter is an IT manager and bakes every Sunday for his local church in Southend-on-Sea.
When we originally spoke to Steve, he sounded nothing like this.
Yeah, what's good? Now I'm on my way to work, innit, cuz?
It is, cuz.
Yeah, get me.
What happened?
we all looked at each other like, have we accidentally put the wrong person on?
This
like,
is not the guy we just spoke to.
But... all good. Like, yeah. I'm happy because he chose me.
Absolutely. I mean, you won, but, like, just dramatic voice change.
You know what? I don't really know yet. So everyone's got their biggest beat for me, innit? Because, like, I don't really know. Like, I'll go for Chris, innit? Because he's a bad man still. He's, like, around my age, innit?
Scott Mills.
Kenny's been on Twitter. You know, yesterday we said on the show that Taylor Swift has actually had to credit Right Said Fred because the beat in Look What You Made Me Do is very similar to the beat of I'm Too Sexy. Oh,
look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Too sexy for my shirt.
So apparently Taylor Swift actually called up the the bald-headed guy from Right Said Fred. But hey, can I use your beat?
Like your kingdom case.
Kenny's come up with a great idea. If Katy Perry wants to take a bit of a swipe at the Swiftatron, she needs to sample their other hit in her next track.
Deeply dippy about the curve you got.
Deeply dippy.
Deeply hot.
I don't think I've heard this.
For the curve you got. Deeply dippy about the fun we had.
That's what you need to do, Katy.
But this is a good idea. So always involve Right Said Fred in the feud.
Just... always.
Scott Mills.
Chris, this is something I've always wondered. I've never talked about it on radio before. Do animals sound different in other countries?
Yeah, it's something I've never really thought about. And then you mentioned this to me, I was like, well, probably.
Well, yeah.
Because different accents.
Right, this person says, my two Siberian huskies definitely speak Russian. And Paul has been on saying, Mills, you're completely right. My horse is French and does make a different noise to UK horses and even walks on the wrong side of the road.
Right.
So, all right. So I've got, we've used the internet for this and it appears that it is true. They do make different noises in other countries. So here, what's the noise of a frog?
Right. The frog here would be rubbit, rubbit. You know, like rubbit.
Rubbit, rubbit.
Rubbit, rubbit.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to hear what a frog sounds like in Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah? Here's a German frog.
Quack. Quack, quack.
Now, obviously, that is the sound of a duck in the UK, but...
but in German,
in
that's...
German, that is the noise that frogs make.
Quack.
That's mad.
Quack, quack.
Okay, do me the noise of a cockerel here, please.
So a cockerel here, classically, probably would be... cock-a-doodle-doo.
Mm-hmm, but not in Germany. Do you want to hear a German cockerel?
Kick-a-kick-key!
Go again?
Kick-a-kick-key!
German cockerel there. Okay, do a dog.
Woof. Woof, woof.
Very, very good. What about if you're in Thailand, though? Completely different sound.
Ho-ho.
Sounds more like a horn.
Ho-ho.
Ho-ho. That's the noise a dog makes in Thailand.
Ho-ho.
Is this feature weird enough for you?
It's mad how different it is in another language.
Do a pig.
Just do a pig. I'm going. Mm. Oink, or maybe oink. Mm-hmm. Depends, yeah.
No, it's more. Right? Not in Korea.
Great noise.
Yeah. That's the noise of a pig in Korea. Okay, do a pig again.
This is just...
Not in Germany.
Grunz, grunz.
That's what they sound like in Germany. Grunt, grunt.
Oh. Grunz, grunz.
Yeah. And do a donkey.
A donkey here will be Eeyore.
Mm-hmm. Not in India.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Lucy, in London, saying, seriously, I've learned a lot from Radio 1 this morning. I did not know animals have different accents in different countries. Yeah, they do. Completely true. Apparently Norwegian horses sound amazing. Haven't got that one.
Going back to the Korean pig.
Yes, well, the Korean pig actually does sound like it's doing work by Rihanna. Good morning. Good morning, Patty.
Hiya.
So you're from Poland, right?
I am, yes.
And do animals make different noises there to hear?
They do. Every single one makes a different noise.
Mm. Okay, so give me some examples. Like maybe pig.
So a pig would go chrum chrum in Poland.
Say again?
Chrum chrum.
Instead of the...
Yeah.
Chrum chrum.
Chrum chrum.
Okay, what about frog?
Frog would go cum cum.
Ah, same. And what about a, I don't know, a bird?
Chir chir.
Sorry?
Chir chir.
I love it. See, even birds sound different.
It's fascinating hearing the different languages, though, isn't it?
Is there anything else?
Like the animals.
It's not just animals that make different noises. So here in England, when you knock on the door, it obviously goes knock knock.
Right.
Whereas in Poland, we would say puk puk.
Right, so even the doors make different noises.
Yeah, and to us, when we hear that noise, like, for example, a dog, we don't hear woof woof, we hear how how.
But so you're saying that when, like, obviously it sounds like this here, right? What does it sound like in Poland?
To me, that sounds like puk puk.
Even the doors make different noises. That's incredible.
Scott Mills.
So even not jokes would be different in Poland, wouldn't they?
Good point, yeah.
Puk puk, who's there, etc.
Also, Kelly makes a really good point on Twitter. Old MacDonald, you know the song?
Right.
In other languages, is mad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mad different.
What did he have, Old MacDonald?
Well, he has everything on his farm, didn't he? Even some non-farm animals made it onto the farm in a lot of cases.
No, I can't really remember what he had, though.
What I say is, Old MacDonald had a farm. You can put anything in there.
Right. That's true. In Germany, Old MacDonald had a frog.
Quack.
Yeah.
Quack, quack.
Right.
With a quack, quack there. It's like Old MacDonald's, and on his farm he had a Korean pig.
Do you want to hear that again?
Yeah.
It's a treat.
It's my fave. With here and a...
Oh.
There.
And a...
Here a...
We'll
work on it.
Yeah, okay. Also, the Thai dog, the noise that dogs make in Thailand. Very similar to Gwen Stefani.
Hong Kong. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen
like that, because it ain't no Hollaback girl.
Yeah.
At what point?
Right, no, the original version, which is not that, goes,
at the beginning. What time is it?
Hong Kong.
Yeah. That didn't work because I got the wrong version. But trust me on this.
Scott Mills.
Samuel's been on saying, no Bumble Wednesday today, have I missed it? No, we're going to do it now. Normally, on our afternoon show, 1 till 4, we play a bit of the Gypsy Kings to celebrate it being halfway through the working week. And we play some bits of the show in between. People go mad for it, mate. Here it is. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Starting with a caller from Bangers earlier.
You know what? I don't really know yet. Whoever's got that biggest beat for me, innit? Because, like, I don't really know. Like, I'll go for Chris, innit? Because he's a bad man still. He's like around my age, innit?
Last night's Bake Off.
Peter is an IT manager and bakes every Sunday for his local church in Southend-on-Sea.
That looks awesome.
As well as fresh coconut, he's using coconut flour, coconut milk, and coconut sugar.
You don't speak
hello.
Like that. Hello. You don't speak like that, Noel Fielding. Here's me doing a plot spoiler on the streets yesterday.
In the last bake-off, Nadia wins it with her big fat British wedding cake.
Probably should have replayed that. Here's a German cockerel.
Kickery kicky!
Is Tony Blackburn telling you how to exercise?
Lunge! And a little exercise there, and the crisp as a treat. Back we go. Lunge! A treat.
It's on his Twitter. Do you want a German pig?
Grunz, grunz.
Korean pig, anyone? Grr. Becky Hill on the phone to Deborah Meaden.
You just can't protect it. But anyway, good luck with it, but I'm out.
Thanks, Deborah. You're lost. I'll see you at the top of the business chart.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
There's a big old gap there, Mills.
I know, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Jack is bumbling hard in Winchester. Rob the plumber in Hull. Bumbling his ball cocks off. Because he's a plumber. Noski in Somerset is in a wet Wookiee hole, that's one. Dave and Jack, bumbling their wine bottles off in Ashford. I presume you're delivering it and not drinking it.
Right, come on, let's have it.
Come on!
Bumbleo!
Bex and Charlotte in Bournemouth. Dan from Eastbourne, bumbling his way through central London. He's just passed Radio 1 and gave us a little toot on his horn. Oh, didn't hear you. Taylor in Ipswich. Jack bumbling around an empty house in Waterlooville waiting for a TV installer that rhymes with Turginfedia.
Good.
Yeah. They can't specify a time, though.
Right, hopefully I'm going to get the name of this place right this week. First time, hopefully, Mills. Richard bumbling whilst bush trimming in Quedring.
Yeah, you get that wrong every week.
But I think it's right today. Well, I hope so, anyway.
Kate in Tame says, bumbling with my baby bump, 2 weeks to go. David also trimming a bush in Bristol. Andrew the Butcher says he's feeling particularly body confident today because he's just done the Tony Blackburn workout. Sure. Joe Williams, Felix and Fox. Bumbling their paintbrushes off in Droitwich.
Emma and Ben bumbling around their baby bump after a 20-week scan.
Yes. Ben Huge. In Norfolk. And Sean in Cardiff. And that's your lot. Yes.
Play Day!
Scott Mills.
You know if you listen to our normal afternoon show how much we love People Just Do Nothing, Corrupt FM. And in particular, our favourite character, Chubuddy G, who we've had on the show a few times. You know the one. He did the Ed Sheeran track. And also this. Why is nothing working?
Remix.
Okay, here we go.
My mind's telling me no, but Chubuddy's telling me yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with a little bumpin' girl.
We love him.
Remix. Girl, no, I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chubuddy G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my work. Say, come on now, jump in my work. All the aunties singing, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body.
I love him. So Chris has Chris has been working very hard on a new project while I was away last week.
Well, you know, he keeps going on about girth, right? He's sort of brought that word back. It's just a Chpuddy G catchphrase. So anyway, he came in and recorded those things for us that you've just heard. And then it got me thinking of this idea, which I really wanted to do. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if, say, Chpuddy G did an alternative sort of commentary over planet Earth, and we could call it Planet Girth. Yes?
Yes, I like it. Is this going to be a video soon, right?
So, I'm working on an alternative mini-series at the moment with Chpuddy G.
And we do have a trailer for you now. Here it is.
7.5 billion people. 500 trillion animals all doing it. 17 wonders of the world. One of them being me, Chpuddy G. 300 billion ants in Hounslow alone. 22 giraffes. Or around that, somewhere near that number. 71% of the Earth's surface is water, is dripping vetment. 22% is grass. 33% is mud. Majestic. Magical. Nature. Girth. This is Planet Girth.
Are you excited?
It's coming soon.
Scott Mills.
We're back on our normal show, 1 till 4, tomorrow on BBC Radio 1. Grimmy's with you in the morning.